This sensual, carnal side of Rossetti's work caused controversy during his lifetime. For a Victorian artist, he was venturing into dangerous territory. Even today, some find his sexualized vision of feminine beauty difficult to stomach. Rossetti argued, however, that work was not just a study of the sensual in life. He insisted his art was an attempt to synthesize the sensual and the spiritual. His friend, Theodore Watts Dunton, defended this in an article, The Truth About Rossetti. To Rossetti, he wrote, "The human body, like everything in nature, was rich in symbol. To him, the mouth really represented the sensuous part of the face, no less certainly than the eyes represented the spiritualized part." Adding that if the lips of Rossetti's women appear overly full and sensual, this is always counterbalanced by the spiritual depth invested in their eyes. It is true that in this painting, there also does appear to be a haunting melancholy in Proserpine's eyes, but whether Rossetti fully achieves the synthesis of the sensual with the spiritual is still up for debate. "Afar away the light that brings cold cheer unto this wall, one distant and no more, admitted at my distant palace door. Afar the flowers of Enna from this drear, dire fruit, which tasted once must thrall me here. Afar those skies from this tartaring gray that chills me in afar, how far away the nights that shall be from the days that were. Afar from mine own self I seem and wing strange ways in thought, and listen for a sign, and still some heart unto some soul doth pine, whose sounds mine inner sense is fain to bring continually together, murmuring, woe's me for thee, unhappy Proserpine." Dante Gabriel Rossetti, Proserpina for a Picture. Beata Beatrix is one of many portraits of beautiful women painted by Dante Gabriel Rossetti in the last 2 decades of his life. During this time, Rossetti created many pictures of his favorite models luxuriously dressed in Renaissance-looking costumes and jewelry, often without the story or content associated with his earlier paintings. Beata Beatrix is unique, however, due to the intensely personal symbolism and atmospheric quality of the sitter and her surroundings. Beata Beatrix is a portrait of Rossetti's wife Elizabeth Siddle, an important model in the early years of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Siddle was working in a hat shop when she met the artist Walter Howell Devereux. Hiring her as a model for a painting he was working on, he was taken with her lovely face and beautiful red hair. Devereux invited all his friends to come and see his new stunner. Others in the Brotherhood were also enthusiastic, and Siddle became a favorite model in many now-famous early Pre-Raphaelite paintings, including Millais's Ophelia. Rossetti and Siddle soon became a couple, spending the next decade in a tempestuous relationship. It was during this period that Siddle developed into an artist in her own right. By the time of their marriage in 1860, however, Siddle was in ill health and had to be carried to church. After a miscarriage, Siddle became depressed and, at some point, addicted to laudanum. In February of 1862, Rossetti returned home from dinner to find his wife dead. Although her death was declared accidental by the coroner, Rossetti was distraught, and in a grand romantic gesture placed his only copy of some recently written poems in Siddle's coffin, nestled in her red hair. Several years later, however, Rossetti had her body exhumed and his poems retrieved by his friend and agent Charles Howell, who reported that Siddle's hair was still beautiful and red and had continued growing until it filled the coffin. Would it ruin the tragic romance of the story to interject that the fact that he wanted those poems was so that he could give them to his new lover, the wife of another man, Janie Morris? Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll move on then. Beata Beatrix is filled with symbolism. Rossetti identified with the Italian poet Dante Alighieri, and the title is reminiscent of Dante's account of his own love, Beatrice. Behind Siddle are the figures of Dante and love, with the Florentine landmark, the Ponte Vecchio, in the distance. The figure of Siddle, which was done from sketches completed before her death, looks towards heaven with her eyes closed. The cardinal, a messenger of death, swoops in and drops a poppy, symbolic of Siddle's laudanum addiction, into her upturned hands. The fuzzy, atmospheric quality of the painting creates a dreamlike intensity about the subject and differs greatly from the crisp details found in many of Rossetti's other famous paintings of beautiful women from this period, such as Mona Vanna. After the death of his wife, Rossetti's own health began to decline. He experienced depression, became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and in 1872 suffered a mental breakdown. He also became increasingly paranoid, and even destroyed a section of the manuscript journal kept by his brother William Michael Rossetti during the early days of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. The missing section included the period when Elizabeth Siddle was first introduced to the members of the Brotherhood. In her final appearance as a model for the Pre-Raphaelites, Siddle is immortalized as a tragic and romantic heroine. The soft, dreamlike setting and tragic beauty of the central figure give Beta Beatrix an otherworldly quality, evoking an air of melancholy and loss that everyone can relate to and making it, justifiably, one of Rossetti's most famous pictures.